You mentioned immunotherapy, and obviously with the checkpoint inhibitors, and you know, you have the king of checkpoint inhibitors at MD Anderson there.
Jim Allison, right?
Jim Allison, but obviously we've seen a spectrum of autoimmune disorders, pneumonitis, colitis, et cetera. Have immune glomerulonephritides been seen with checkpoint inhibitors?
It has. It's not commonly reported, and it's not as common as you would see with colitis or hepatitis or thyroiditis or pneumonitis. But we certainly had several biopsies. We've collected probably about 8 or 9 so far recently of nephritis from checkpoint inhibitors.
Do these patients have proteinuria also?
Not commonly significant proteinuria, because this really isn't a glomerulonephritis. This is more of an interstitial nephritis.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh.
Yeah, so they're not spilling a lot of albumin into the urine typically, and it's oftentimes a very bland urinary sediment.
So if you have a patient on a checkpoint inhibitor, how do you know that this is occurring?
Yeah, sometimes it's very difficult to tell just from the urine sediment alone. It's the clinical suspicion, the temporal relationship of the worsening renal function with the therapy, which makes you suspicious.